Tesla already, because right when we're told, just go get an electric car. Just go get one. Right? Pete LaBoudegay, oh, just go get an electric car. It's going to be fine. Everything's fine. It's okay. Yeah, guess what? Now you bought one and you can't use it. Oh, but some of you guys actually pointed this out. Some of you guys actually pointed this out, and I did too back in the day, that you can't put 50,000 more Teslas into houses and be like, oh, it's not, you're not charging an iPhone when you buy a Tesla or an whatever a rando electric car you want to buy, the Cybertruck that'll never be there, or the F-150 Lightning, or the GM Hummer, or whatever electric car you want to buy. When you buy those and you plug those in, that is a significant draw on your house. But the American public is so stupid that they're like, oh, if I buy a Tesla, it's like plugging in a DVD player. It's not going to take that much energy. Really? You're powering a car. Which, by the way, there's a great little statistic here about what happens when you run the air conditioner in an electric vehicle, how that kills your range. And how, yeah, you're not going to want to have a Tesla in Texas, but all our new friends from California are moving here and buying them and looking all trendy and such. Let's get into this article. And I love how this is framed. Texas power grid doesn't exactly have the best reputation. Okay, Rob, who are you comparing it to? Who are you comparing it to? Let's compare it to California's, because I'm pretty sure it's better. I love how they start. Because we had one storm where our gutless worm of a governor didn't turn on the coal fire or power plants because the EPA said don't, so he allowed the state to freeze. In our feckless worm of a governor and whatever it is, ERCOT decided to put in a gazillion windmills because they were paid to do so. No. This new Christendom is powered by oil. Good old-fashioned dirty oil. Dirty, dirty oil. That's what I want. I want the dirty, dirty oil to heat my house. Give me that dirty, dirty coal. Ooh-wee. Oh, but the planet. Forget the planet. I am warm. I have air conditioning. You bunch of Gaius idiots. Oh, what about Gaia? I don't care about Gaia. Gaia can pound sand. Literally. Well, I mean, can Gaia pound sand? Because it is like hitting your own chest. Anyway, no. I don't want windmills. I don't want solar panels. I want the dirty, dirty oil. Give it. Yeah. Because now we have these problems. I like how this is, whether it's a snowstorm or an extreme heat wave, the Lone Star State's isolated power infrastructure seems to have a bit of an issue staying afloat. Yeah, because we're running on windmills and hopes and dreams, and not that dirty, dirty oil. And that dirty, dirty coal, give me all of it. Ooh, I want all of it. Tap that natural gas shale. Get it. I have turned into apparently an oil tycoon at this point. Give it. Give me that dirty, dirty nonsense. There's a very good looking. I'm telling you, man. Somebody posted a picture of me in a suit in the chat room. I'm telling you, I can't wear them because I am the best looking man in the room in a suit. And some of you guys are like, it's actually a fact. But I don't like to brag about things. Obviously, you're humble host. But I am actually a very, very dashing man in a suit. So you can see for yourself at crusadechannel.com/chat. But here we go. So they're like, oh, it's because the Texas power grid is so terrible. Yeah, because it's not run correctly, because it's put on terrible stuff. So during the outage, of course they have to bang on Texas during the power outage storm. But now let's get back to this. Electric automaker Tesla, which is now headquartered in the state, which means nothing, followed up by asking owners of its vehicles to avoid charging their cars during peak hours. Didn't we make fun of California for this very thing? And what did you guys say? My brilliant, very intelligent. It is actually we had the science. Listeners of the Barrett Brief are actually 5 times more attractive than any other listeners of any other radio show out there. It's just you guys. I mean, come on. Let's just be real. But my beautiful, amazing, intelligent audience, you guys told me you can't do this. You can't put electric cars in these places. And you can't just say we're going to put electric vehicles into a grid that was designed in the 50s that has not had any major updates to it. Like, my house was built in the 80s. It's got the same electric running to it than it did before. There was no improvement. And you know what we get? You probably see it in your town. What do you get with increased electricity? You get the droopy power lines. The droopier the power line, that means the more current's running through that sucker. But of course, they're saying, oh, well, this is because of Texas's independent grid, and it doesn't really do well with increased pressure. No power grid does with increased pressure, you bunch of numbnuts. They're not designed to be flexible. They're designed to handle the load that is given to them. You are the same people that tell me you have to make sure you match up the wattage on a bulb and not put it in the correct light socket. What happens? It blows up. Electricity is a very fickle thing. But our geniuses, somebody in our chat room, Russophile, says Mr. B is starting to sound like Russell B. I think the way you mean to say that is Russell B, who is late to the party, is now starting to sound like Mr. B, because Mr. B has been screaming and ranting like an idiot forever. They just put a microphone in front of me 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. But there was a message that was posted on Reddit, Model 3 people, with this exact warning. A heat wave is expected to impact the grid in Texas over the next few days. The grid operator recommends avoiding charging during peak hours between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. if possible. Good luck! Guess what? There's going to be a heat wave in Texas from now until, I don't know, September? Oh, there's going to be a heat wave in Texas. It's Texas! You freaking dope. Of course there's a heat wave. The grid operator. Like, there's one guy sitting in like a grid. Where? In Austin? Yeah, can we not charge these things? It'd be great. Whatever. For EV owners in Texas, conserving electricity doesn't mean charging during off-peak hours. It means, and a lot of you guys pointed out this, so I'm giving you credit, perhaps driving less overall and not turning on your air conditioner. Do you people even live in Texas? I turn on the air conditioner when I'm not even in the car. Turn off your air conditioner. Are you psychotic? No way. Yeah, okay. Given that Texas also has the third highest number of electric cars registered in these United States of Amazon, it's easy to see how reducing the number of EV charging at one time could reduce the stress on an already taxed grid. You all are stupid for buying them. We all told you this was going to happen. You all, you know what? How about this? How about they don't put AC units in? You know, as my man, like I was talking to Mike during our crosstalk, Alberto sends me messages when I talk about it. I started talking about the ACs. Like, yeah, run your heater and see how long that lasts. So how about this? How about you just sell electric vehicles without AC and heat? Because it's a fantasy that you have them. It's an absolute fantasy. Oh, I'm going to turn on the heat. Boom. Your golf cart now can't go anywhere because you turned on the AC. What do they tell you? Just go get an electric car. Yeah, because it's going to adjust your habits of driving. Then they're going to be like, oh, This is the first step, by the way. This is the first step. First, they're going to tell you to adjust your driving habits. Then what are they going to do, my brilliant, attractive audience? They're going to shut off your electricity. They're going to shut off, or they're going to tell Tesla to put in some kind of chip or monitoring device that's tied to the environment. I don't know. I'm not technical in this stuff, but they could easily put a program within the Tesla software that you plug in your EV and it's going to say, due to heat wave, EV charging is not allowed at this time. So if you don't listen to them, they're just going to do it. And this is part of the problem with electric vehicles, you bunch of idiots that are like, oh, yay, so I love the electric car. Wee, wee, wee. Okay, great. I'm glad you do. But this is being directed towards Texas. Oh, yeah, I'm sure the electric grid in Montana does great in the summer because it's like 25 degrees up there. So that's one of these issues that is coming up. But it's not an issue because you guys knew it was coming. Mike called it. You guys called it. Even I called it a bit. Oh, you want to put your future in electric cars? We were talking about other things. Oh, you've driven your allotted miles today. This is just the first salvo in this entire thing. First, they recommend, then they install. Oh, well, we recommend you don't charge your vehicle between 3 and 8 p.m. Next, it will be, you can't. Well, I got to get to work. Sorry, sir. Take your public transportation. But no, you had all these people, oh, electric cars are so great. Yeah, they're great because they absolutely limit your ability to do anything.